Today on Laura Lynn and Friends.
They're planning 500 new, quote, vaccines by 2030. So anybody who's taken a paycheck to fight against Charles Hoff and Mark Trozzi and the rest of us should really, like, get on their knees and rethink this thing.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the beginning of the last days. I'm coming to you from my vehicle today, a wonderful, wonderful Southern Manitoba gal lent me her car, and I've been able to get all over the place. And guess what? I pulled over and I found some place that I can actually get good internet, which is not easy in these areas. So we are here. We've got Dr. Mark Trozzi with us. I don't know, JT, if we will let go of Facebook shortly, not quite yet, Facebook and YouTube, but I will, a couple of things I'm curious about. So they've muted or canceled or I guess just given Danielle Smith from Alberta, they've given her a bit of a break from Facebook. They don't want her talking. I wonder why. I mean, she's been concerned about all these. Oh, wow. I'm so sorry, everyone. That would be me just dumping you all. Okay, we're good. All right. I'm back. I think I pulled it too hard. Sorry. Are we okay? Okay. All right. So Danielle Smith has gotten some sort of slap on the wrist from Facebook. I don't exactly understand what she's talking about that is so controversial. So is this the new world that we're going to get cancel culture if we're right-leaning? We got a problem, everyone. We got to figure out how we're going to proceed and go and move forward in all of this, because this is not good. Another example of that is Art Lucier being told that he cannot hold Battle for Canada in Quebec, the reason being that he's pro-life. The conference is not about being pro-life, but so what if he is? So a government can cancel you renting a facility because you are an openly pro-life person and organization. That's what's happening in Canada. Okay. That's how crazy this is. Here in Southern Manitoba, we're seeing the trans agenda advancing. We're seeing people very upset about what their kids are hearing in school and even moving their kids out of school. And teachers, activist teachers, are being placed in positions and they get full rein. Apparently they're allowed to tell you how, you know, what your kids can and can't hear about. And I was concerned when some of Trudeau's recent comments have been about redefining what parental authority means or what rights you have as a parent. Who is he? Let's get rid of him. Good news. There is a poll that says that the polls are suggesting that Pierre Poilievre's Conservatives widen their lead over Justin Trudeau. We know this is going to happen, and I think that's good. And this is the fear that we're alleviating in Southern Manitoba. One voice with Maxime Bernier getting into power would bring a balance to the CPC. This is not a vote for Justin Trudeau. We equally all want to get rid of him, but we equally all will not support Justin Trudeau as the CPC is doing. When the CPC, in unanimous consent, joined together to pass Bill C-4, first, second, third reading and on, putting it into a bill in one fell swoop, when that happened, the CPC, the Liberals, and the NDP were one uniparty, and they made it clear that if you're a parent and you want to tell your child not to transition, you're going to maybe face 5 years. You're going to get a huge hefty fine, 5 years in prison, by the way, a huge hefty fine. If you're a psychiatrist and you're going to speak against this, you're potentially going to be in a lot of trouble. So that is very concerning about our nation. Now, I believe that everybody wants Trudeau out. We do. That's not an issue. But right here in southern Manitoba is the most incredible thing going on. Now, it's a vicious fight. They are lying nonstop about this hilarious thing of Maxime Bernier going to the WEF in 2008. So they're putting out all these posters. Pierre Poilievre is commenting on it, the WEF. Meanwhile, we've got video of Stephen Harper, right, praising Klaus Schwab. Okay, it's just hysterical. I don't understand. There's confusion in the enemy camp because, you know, they are brutally attacking Maxime Bernier. I will tell you that in this riding, the opposition, and it's full of lies. They say that he voted a different way from before, so he's an opportunist. No, he voted a different way before. He's very honest about that at all of his events, so it's totally easy to understand that sometimes you might vote for something at one point in your life and you get more knowledge, get more of an understanding, and you change that. One example is Bill C-16, which Pierre Poilievre and the rest of them, you know, are all guilty of basically putting forward in the CPC, which could criminalize, as Jordan Peterson has stated, could criminalize you if you do not call someone by the right gender. So that's been the problem. Lots going on, and it is a brutal fight. But one thing's for sure, by next Monday, we're going to know if there is a brand new voice, a voice that says, yes, we can have an abortion debate and a bill put forward. Yes, we can talk about the evil gender ideology and we can stop it from getting into our schools. Yes, we can have these very difficult discussions about the woke cult culture that is, you know, ripping a new one through all of our entire culture, all of our establishments, our workplaces. You've got all this diversity and inclusivity, which, by the way, probably doesn't include you. Ironically, right? Okay, so I want to get quickly to my guest, Dr. Mark Trozzi. We've had him on before. This is one of the most courageous doctors in our country. We love him. He's a hero. He's been standing up, speaking the truth. And he is basically in a hearing that's taking place. And we'd like to ask you if you can support him and if you can be part of helping him to get through that. We want to support him because we love our doctors. We love the doctors that actually told us the truth during this whole thing that we've been through. We're going to have to say goodbye to Facebook and YouTube. We'd like you to go to the link that is on. Bring Dr. Trozzi on. Give his face a quick look. Hi, how are you, Mark? It's good to see you.
Hey, Laurelyn. It's good to see you, too.
It's great. And I'm just so grateful for you. So as we say goodbye to everyone, head over to Rumble right now. You don't want to miss what Dr. Trozzi is reporting on and some of the information that he wants to share with us. And, you know, we want to make sure you hear it. So go to rumble.com, Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson. Okay. So Dr. Trozzi, give us the lowdown. You're in a real battle right now with the college. So whatever you can share with us, please tell us what's going on.
Well, sure. and I have a bit of a delay here, so forgive me that. But, you know, Laura, this isn't really my battle. It's a battle of all Canadians. And because, as we've seen over the last 3 years, the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario and all the colleges across the country have done their part in orchestrating and enforcing what I would call the COVID crimes against humanity, which have involved violations of medical ethics. It's involved deceiving people with false information. It's involved telling people that an experimental genetic injection with no benefit and lots of harm was a safe, effective vaccine. And as you know, it's unprecedented that you have many doctors, a small number by percentage, but a large number in total of doctors across this country who read the ingredients on the bottle, who maintained scientific knowledge, who maintained our Hippocratic and our moral duty, which is not to process human beings according to mandates handed down ultimately by a group of psychopaths, so that you could get your paycheck. But actually, our duty is to do our homework, to be legitimate experts in our field, in our lane. I'm not an expert mechanic, but I'm a doctor who's pretty capable of studying medical things. And then to tell people the truth, both from our mind and from our heart. And so the college has completely unlawfully been investigating, suspending, revoking medical licenses of pretty much every solid doctor, male and female, in this country that has done the right thing, and that includes me. Now, so it's very important that people realize, I mean, I walked away from my income over 2 years ago to commit myself fully to this task. So in the short term, this doesn't affect me so much in terms of money. This is not about money. Anyone who's done their homework knows that the globalist agenda, as per their own words, is you will own nothing. And you're going to pretend to be happy. So the idea of hanging on to the things that we have and going along with this is completely upside down. And that's what I've done, That's why I sold my family home. That's why I have my family and I have gotten by in a whole different way financially. And I have committed myself 100% to serving as a real doctor through this apocalyptic crisis. So the problem for Canadians and for Ontarians is if the college continues to do this, or if they're able to continue to keep all the good doctors out of the service of the people of our country, that means that people pay taxes, and those taxes are spent to process them without any human rights, for doctors to say what they're told to say, for doctors to ignore the mountain of adverse events and death caused by these injections, to not criticize things like ridiculous uses of masks, etc. And there is the big danger. This is a fight between Canadians who are sane and want to stay alive and be free, and the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario. I am a piece of metal at the tip of the spear. It is my license, it is my personal position that is used as the focal point right now. There have been others. As we know, Dr. Patrick Phillips, who is also in this fight for Canadians with me and has done a lot, last week or so, I spoke with him and he said, Mark, it's just too toxic dealing with these people. Like, they are so evil, they are so deceptive, that it's just too toxic and I don't want to be connected with them in any way. And I completely empathize with him. So he entered a no contest, and then they declared that he will appear before them to be reprimanded. A little bit of a whipping of the saint. I don't know if they're planning a crucifixion as well, but sure hope not. And that he'll pay their costs, and that they will do the paperwork that traditionally takes a good doctor in this case and tries to block him from ever practicing medicine anywhere in the world. So this is what we're dealing with. And the level of unrepentantness of these people, you know, 19 people were assigned to investigate me because of science I was sharing, you know, right down to electron micrographs, statistics, explaining what a pegylated nanoparticle is, all the stuff they were hiding from people. And here we are. Everything I said was correct. I mean, I may have not crossed a T or dotted an I, but now anybody can see through the statistical lying that many people have written about going on in Canada. You know, whereby, for instance, doctors like Dr. Phillips, if they ever report an adverse event, that adverse event report is rejected and the doctor is persecuted through launching another complaint, not by a patient, but by the college. All of this is completely illegitimate and unlawful. They are taking a duty that was given to them by the people and weaponizing it and using it to promote an agenda. And here we are, so many people are injured. And the more we learn about the injections, the worse they are. And yet here I was listening to them in court saying such ridiculous, accusing me. They're saying, he claims that the vaccine is a genetic experiment and that it's poisonous. Well, when something kills people and when it's an experimental injection of genetic material, I'm completely right. So I hope that the reality is they're hanging themselves, because they're actually going on record and continuing to reinforce a deadly lie and accusing me of being crazy or lying for telling the truth. And so many nefarious techniques these people use. You know, they would send my lawyer completely corrupted files that nobody could open. We would consult IT experts and they couldn't open it. But the college would say, oh no, it must be a computer. So this is the thing they do. So their massive legal team would keep our tiny legal team, you know, day after day, just trying to open files, doing everything they can to suppress the truth. And we know that yesterday there was probably about 20,000 people that wanted to watch this, you know, this kangaroo rich hearing ruled by the CPSO of the CPSO versus me, which I don't know if anyone sees a problem with that. But only less than 200 people were able to get in. And we had all sorts of people reporting saying, hey, the link doesn't work, or they never sent me the link in the email. You know, the last time we did this, 17,000 people watched. And at the same time, they've declared they will prosecute anyone who tries to record that hearing. Now, I don't know how they're going to do that to people all around the world, but they are clearly wanting to do this in the darkness. And we clearly want to bring it into the light. So I'm not letting go of God's hand here and giving in to the fear. And I think that, you know, they are truly casting their destiny. That's my short summary of the situation.
You know, it really is a tragic, you know, extension to what we're dealing with here, that Canada is just so corrupt that actually corruption is just everywhere, and it seems to be expected now. And you know, you can point it out, but we're seeing it in all kinds of instances, in the judicial system, in our schools, in our businesses, in our political realm. Absolute liars, 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 liars. And without any accountability seeming to be put there. So we're just going to be believing that as you go against this Goliath, that, as you say, the God factor is well in play, and God's timing is different than ours, Mark. Sometimes he gives them enough room to really hang themselves, and there's purposes behind why it's, you know, it's a wait, and we have to be patient in the trial, because God is orchestrating something. And so I pray for that in your regard. Now, how can people help you? Like, you've got some bills and some legal help that you're going through that you'll need?
So there's sort of two elements to that. So justiceformedicine.com is a website, and it's not just set up by me, and it's not just about me, but this is a website for the legal front between, you know, mentally intact Canadians and these medical regulators who, in my opinion, are committing these crimes against humanity. And so people can go to justiceformedicine.com, and there we'll try to have some updates, and people can donate. Now, that money will not come to me. That money will go directly to the fund for the legal battle. And you'll see there, it includes Dr. Patrick Phillips. And though he said, doesn't want to be that close to these demons anymore, and he stepped back, everything he's done, and there's still processes, and they want to try to have him pay their costs. And then Dr. Crystal Luchki, who will be going to an appeal court on this, like moving this into the court system, because these initial hearings are, you know, for instance, this hearing is described as College of Physicians Surgeons Ontario versus Trozzi, and it's held by the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario. Now, I don't know if anybody notices just how ridiculous that is, but it does create a record. It also does give an opportunity. You know, the people ruling over this panel could, maybe they say their prayers and maybe they really do the right thing, because I'd much rather see the college fix itself. I'd much rather see internal processes. But either way, it's creating a record, and I don't really know if our judicial system has a pulse, but we'll find out and continue pursuing this. But meanwhile, this has only taken up 3% of my energy, because there's so many things to be done right now. Like I'm working on a lot of fronts. I'm not going to be spend all my time and energy countering these liars. So good. The World Council for Health, we just had our Better Weight conference. We're working on solutions to a lot of things. We've got to deal with, I mean, these are the same clowns who created the mess, which is all the people who've been poisoned. Now, a lot of them have died, but a lot of them are still alive and sick. We've got an onslaught of a type of cancer that we never had before. We're working on the treatments. You know, a lot of us around the world are working together. And of course, it might be something we want to discuss in case your audience isn't aware, but some of the recent discoveries we've had about Pfizer and Moderna's injections, which are very alarming.
Yes.
And again, even more ridiculous for the College of Physicians and Surgeons to have their own hearing there and accuse me of saying these shots are genetic experiments and they're toxic, which is clearly the case.
Sorry about that. I keep turning my sound down so that you don't hear it's very hot. So I've got the big air conditioner going. We want to know about that. So what is the ongoing fallout of these shots and the information that continues to come to us? We follow very closely what Dr. Mackus is reporting on. You know, amazingly, right here in southern Manitoba, I keep bumping into people who had the shot and they died. I've had several, but you know what? Nobody will say it's from the shot. They're trying to say, oh, it's from such and such, or, you know, everyone wants to blame something else.
Well, the cover up is massive. And then the manipulation of the human mind. I mean, you know, good people can be stressed, as we have, through fear and deception and constant changing targets to create, you know, I don't know if you'd call it a mass psychosis or just a lot of confusion and fear. People don't think as well when we're frightened. And I mean, who wants to come to the realization that, you know, they were lied to, and this injection that they rolled up their sleeve for and almost feel like they did it to themselves, but they didn't, because they were lied to. You know, who wants to find out that this, you know, supposed solution to the problem is actually the big problem? And so in terms of what's happening, I mean, the basics haven't changed. These are genetic injections, and their goal, or what they do, is they, first of all, they spread everywhere in the body. It was a complete lie that anyone ever thought they wouldn't. They're put in pegylated nanoparticles, and that's a way to deliver a payload to every single cell. That includes into the human brain. That includes through the placenta into the baby. That includes into the unborn child's brain and ovaries. I mean, it's a super toxin. So are then genetically hijacked into producing the spike protein of their patented version of the coronavirus. And this spike protein is the most toxic part of the coronavirus. So right away, the body is poisoning itself. But this spike protein now marks the cells that made it, as well as all the cells where it goes and sticks to the what are called ACE2 receptors, for instance, young people's hearts. And there, these cells now are containing a foreign protein on their surface, a foreign toxic protein. That triggers the immune system to attack the tissue. So you have this massive autoimmune, or I call it a quasi-autoimmune because it's not really yourself. It's a partly genetically modified version of the cell. So that's the essence of the disease. And the spike protein is produced in response to the genetic invasion, and the spike protein is toxic, and it triggers the immune system to attack the tissue. And that also sidetracks the immune system, which gives cancer and all other infections a better chance to hurt the person. So then, as I think in conversations we've had before, the question is, well, how long will this last? How long will a human continue to produce this poison within ourselves? And so they claimed that these were RNA shots, messenger RNA, which is kind of the intermediary between your chromosomes, the message of your chromosomes, in this case, not your chromosomes, creates a messenger RNA, and that's used for your cell to manufacture a protein. So people's bodies should be making their own parts for their cells instead, busy making this toxin. But we learned there's processes like reverse transcription, which means some of this messenger RNA can be copied into the genetic code, whereby the person now has DNA, and that's a much more permanent thing. So that was all bad enough. But about 3 months ago, and I've published a thing on it, people can just look on my site, it's titled, "There's DNA in the RNA Shots, Lots." And what was found by an honest laboratory is that about 35% of what's supposed to be this scary enough RNA turned out to be DNA. And a lot of it turned out to be what are completely intact DNA plasmids, which is a circular chunk of DNA. And in the case of Pfizer, that DNA included four sequences, the obvious one being the sequence to hack the human body into producing the spike protein. But in the case of Pfizer, one of the other four sequences was a sequence derived from a simian virus, or people might hear it as SV40. And this is a promoter sequence. And what that does is that promotes that DNA getting into the human nucleus where the chromosomes are and getting integrated into the human chromosomes. And that means permanent genetic modification. So for as long as a person can stay alive, they would continue producing the spike protein and all the bad things that go along with it. And so, you know, this is what makes it so perverse that here I am when I should be like Patrick Phillips and the other bunch of doctors, you know, Charles Hoff and Steve Maltos and Chris Shoemaker. And I mean, I hate to miss Roisin Killian, Chris Delucchi, you know, Chris Milburn. You could go on. There's Hunter Francis Christian. But you know, these are doctors that should be getting awards, and we are getting awards in the court of sanity and sane people. Like, we feel honored when we speak to you, Laura, and others that are grateful for what we've done, the sacrifices we've made. But it's so perverse when we've been right in our warnings, when people have died and there's a cover up, but you can't cover it up. You just have to ask people, hey, you know anybody who died lately? Nobody whose cancer came back? Or you know anybody who's unusually young and has a really aggressive cancer? Everybody's got a story like that. So the government can't cover that. It's like trying to cover up it's raining outside. So, you know, the weatherman says it's not raining, but you can see the water falling. And so it's so perverse that here we are 3 months since the revelation that they literally have 35% unclaimed DNA in the form of plasmids, including a promoter sequence from simian virus known to cause cancer and integrate things into human genomes. I mean, it's so violent. And yet these people, like the CPSO, right? They literally want to stand their ground on the lie. And they want to say, yeah, no, the CBC's telling the truth and the agenda's all true. And Dr. Trozzi and Dr. Phillips and Dr. Hoff and Dr. Christian and Dr. Shoemaker and Dr. Lutschke, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that we're all crazy or we're corrupt. And that's why we've given up our entire livings and our families survive on an economy of love, thankfully. Yeah, it's insane. So if I were to get a message, you know, to them, if any of them are listening, they need to realize, like, they got to do their homework if they haven't already. If you paid to go on my website, go and really, like, study what's there. And they need to understand the bigger picture. Because if they manage to defeat truth, if they manage to defeat the good doctors, the good journalists, the good lawyers, with all their corruption and all their greased pockets from, you know, sort of the Bill Gates cabal, they will destroy themselves. Because these people at the top of this thing, I mean, they're forcing this injection to them too. They want their kids to live as chipped and forcibly injected slaves for as long as they might live. They're planning, you know, their immunization agenda 2030, they're planning 500 new, quote, vaccines by 2030. So anybody who's taken a paycheck to fight against Charles Hoff and Mark Trozzi and the rest of us should really, like, get on their knees and rethink this thing and turn around, because they will harm everyone. Meanwhile,
right,
those of us will keep going on the truth, and we're going to have faith, and we're not going to get too distracted by all their smoke and mirrors. I think truth will win in the end. I think God will deliver those of us that stand strong and long.
Amen. He will. And I just thank you for your courage, and keep standing. Dr. Trozzi, we are praying for you. We are watching what's happening. We agree with everything you're saying. This is an epic battle. It's a spiritual battle. It's a physical battle, as in a natural, you know, against the establishment. And we're with you all the way. So if people want to follow you, connect with you, donate to you, where do you suggest?
Okay, so drtrozzi.org, drtrozzi.org. That's where my extensive library is. It's searchable. It can be read in 23 languages. I put out material on a regular basis. If they want to contribute to this fight between Canadians and the CPSO and the rest of the corruption in the medical system, justiceformedicine.com. And of course, you know, I work very integral as part of the World Council for Health. And the worldcouncilforhealth.org, there we have so many resources and activities. We're now over 200 organizations, over 50 countries. So we're building the new institutions at the same time as we're checking the pulse and seeing if we can rescue these old institutions out of wicked hands. So those would be key places for me. And if people want to donate to me personally at drtrozzi.org, that's great. For the current battle for Canadians to have health sovereignty, to not be processed like unwanted animals by doctors who have their own arms twisted, justiceformedicine.com.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Trozzi. I appreciate that. So we all know how to support you, and we appreciate you. Thank you very much. Keep up the good fight. We want to have you on again. And as soon as you think that there's something, you know, that you want to get out to everybody, please do let us know. And God bless you. Please, everybody that's watching, pray for these courageous doctors. There's so many. We know that Dr. Patrick Phillips has also, we didn't really get time to talk about him, but, you know, he's pretty much just been really bludgeoned by this whole process. So we pray for victory for you. We pray that one day there will be some sort of accommodation to the courage that you've actually shown. And we appreciate that. Thanks for your time today.
It's a pleasure, Lorna. And thanks for everything you're doing. And I look forward to talking with you more.
You're welcome. All right. All right. God bless. Thank you. Amazing. I just appreciate these guys very, very much. I would like to share with you a couple of scriptures today. And I just appreciate all of you who support this work and the guests that we bring to you, the how hard we fight so that you know the truth, because it's not out there. We heard what Dr. Trozzi just said. They are at every turn using every dirty trick that there is. At every turn, they are keeping us from knowing the truth, getting the truth, The lies are getting airtime while those who really stand up are being harmed. And so my website is lauralyn.tv. I thank you that you would share with us, that you would stand with us, that you would support us, support the work that we do. God bless you for that. And I do appreciate all of you who become monthly partners so that we have an ability to know sort of a budget that we can have every single month. So we appreciate that. And also, I just want to leave you with this. I love this in Proverbs 20, verse 8. It says, a righteous king sits on this judgment seat. He scatters evil away from his kingdom by wise discernment. In Isaiah 40, verses 23 and 24, it says, you reduce rulers to nothing and make the elite of the earth as nothing at all. They barely get planted and take root in their position of power when you, Lord, blow on them and they wither away. Oh, carried off like straw in the stormy wind. Would you like to see a certain leader wither away and be carried off? I would. It's going to happen. Psalms 58:1, God's justice, You high and mighty politicians know nothing about it. Now, this is from the Passion Translation. I love this. All right. You high and mighty politicians know nothing about it. Verse 6, God breaks their fangs. Shatter the teeth of these ravenous lions. Sweep them away so fast that they'll never know what hit them. The godly will celebrate in the triumph of good over evil, and the lovers of God will trample the wickedness of the wicked under their feet. Amen. God is on the throne. He deposes kings and he raises good leaders. Every righteous ruler in the Old Testament found the favor of God. Every evil ruler found the judgment of God. So we pray for Canada to rise up, choose wisely, live strong, and pray for our country, because it has been seized. But God is greater than any man, politician, every force of darkness that tries to seize our country and cause nothing but terrible things to keep happening and no one to say anything. We need courageous voices. Be one of those courageous voices today. Stand up to the people in your community who are, you know, saying nonsense. And for goodness sake, stand for the unborn proudly. Don't be afraid of that. If somebody's angry at you for being pro-life, I don't think they need to necessarily be your friend. God loves you. I gotta go. Have a great day. And we'll see you very soon, probably tomorrow. Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You know, it's not easy to deliver the truth of what our sick world is doing. But for some of us, we feel that we have no choice. Because if we are silent about these abominable things, then we are letting evil go unchecked, and we cannot do that. For those of you wonderful people who are writing me and are sharing your encouragement, I am deeply grateful. Thank you for all the letters that you've been sending. Thank you for the donations and the support. I found out that in order to speak the truth, you have to become very, very strong. If you would go to my website at www.lauralyn.tv, you'll find all of the ways that you can contact me. Remember, my friends, all is well. All is well. Thanks for joining me.